Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Walk to my locker. Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Let me love in a holy, holy way.
Let me love, let me love.
intention.
Check your intention. What are you saying? What seed are you planting with your thoughts? What are you putting out there?
What do you mean stop existing, stop living? I do everything. I pray, I affirm. What is your intention there? Is the closet of your mind filled with unforgiveness? Is it filled with self-judgment? Stop existing and start living. Let's take it to the next level. The truth is you're always going to exist, but we want you to live. Live fully. So now you can set that intention that you are here to make a difference. You're here to shine. You're here to love. You're here to teach. You're here to heal. You are the answer to your own prayer. You are the answer to the world's prayer. What's going on in the world? People not showing up? But when you stop asking that question, then you start seeing people showing up. For those of you and those of us who are united in spirit, that need some guidance and support and gentleness and guidance and all the stuff, love, compassion, and just think, it's okay. Keep walking. Just check your intention. Welcome to Life Conversations Radio. We're going to support you today. Shelly Wilson is in the house. Shelly. Yes. She's in the house. And that was Cynthia James. Say, stop fussing. Stop complaining. Stop comparing. Just check your intention. And when you check your intention, you're like, okay, I need to tweak this a little bit. I need to tweak that a little bit. I got to trust the process. I got to let go. I got to surrender. I got to breathe, because there is something within me that is so strong, so powerful, that is so much more than what I can see with my physical eyes. And the truth is, I may not be feeling it, but the truth is my life is perfect, even if my interpretation of my life is imperfect. So I rest. That's the intention. Thank you, Cynthia Jane. Check your intention, Cynthia Jane, to find out more about her. Her website address is CynthiaJane.net. And the Agape Choir started us off. You know, they say it's about living in a holy, holy way where you're connected mind, body, spirit, your finances, your relationships, your health, your career. Everything just feels like, I just love my life. Living in a holy, holy way, or holy, holy way is the name of the song, Agape Choir. To find out more about them, agapelive.com, agapelive.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you're here. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you are alive. Now it's time to wake up. You can be alive and sleeping. Because it's only when you're alive that you know you're sleeping. Because you're not alive, it won't matter if you're sleeping. You'll be in another realm. So you're alive. Oh, it's time to wake up. Your internal soul alarm clock is saying, you can't even press the snooze button. It's like, I'm trying to pretend I'm sleeping. And I'm like, no, this is your time. The time is now. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, Ask Life Coach Ade show, that is. Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern, official time. We usually finish with the guest around 120-ish. But sometimes we go a little bit long. So all is truly well. And on Wednesdays, what do we have on Wednesdays? We have Here to Inspire with Aisha. Here to Inspire, where she brings her truth from different guests, gives you information about how you can heal yourself inwardly and outwardly. How you can take care of your body and use the regular things you can get from a grocery store, not like, you know, like fruits, to nurture your skin. So she's here to inspire, so she will use whatever she needs to use. That's every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and yes, let's get ready to rumble with the universal love of life that is seeking to be birthed through you, that's saying, it's time to stop, to start living. So Shelly and I, we said, okay, we'll get on the ring with people who want to live life for us. So we're kind of busy, but, you know, if the universe tells us to show up, then what do? We march into the ring like, woo, let's do this. So we're getting ready to bring Shelly on. And we welcome all of you, those who are listening for the first time. Welcome to the House of Love. Where have you been? Don't even answer that. We're just happy that you're here, because that's all that matters, not the past, what you did or didn't do. Don't do that. I just had to censor my own thought there for a minute. Sometimes I got to censor my thought. I might bring it out later. Okay, don't censor your thought. Who you were sleeping with or who you didn't. Okay, we don't really care what you do in your life or you don't do. We don't care, because this is the House of Love. Why were you censoring that again? Oh, okay. You thought people won't like it. It's okay. It's okay. This is a house. This is a home where we just go, I am that I am. I have my story. I have all this stuff, but I'm showing up completely. It's about living authentically. Let's not pretend that we don't do those stuff. And when we hear somebody say, we're like, ooh, did he just say that? He did. So be ready for more. If you're listening for the first time, this is on radio. This is not something a little bit different. We do it differently, you know? And so enjoy the ride. Brace yourself. Do your affirmation. Call Archangel Michael to support you, because you're having a new experience. But you know, through it all, the intention is you will be healed. You will be transformed. You will see yourself differently. You will catch a new awareness about who and what you are. And you will say to yourself, oh, my God, damn, I'm powerful. And you say, yes, and I know it. I embrace it. Doesn't that feel good? Let me give you a little bit more. Some more medicine, because I'm feeling it. I want it, so you get to share it with me. And then I'm going to give you some announcements, and we're going to bring Shelly on. Just a quick reminder of who we are. Not that you've forgotten, but some of us are kind of sleepy, so we just want to wake you up. Who are you, really?
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Mm-hmm. When you know that you're wonderful, whole, and free, you can move from just existing and start living life fully. And I look at the title of the show. It says, Stop existing. No. Oh, yeah, there it is. Read what's on there. And just hold the punchline. Don't focus on the punchline. You're doing your own joke. Stop existing. Start living with Shelly Wilson. So if you read it, it's saying we're going to have the conversation with her. But the way you read it, it's like you're going to start living with her. So she's going to move in. She must have a mansion. If your life is just, if you're just stuck, just get ready to move in with Shelly. Yeah, she's going to share her consciousness with you, and then you could be at peace in your own home. That was Carly Jackson. Carly Jackson, you can find her on Facebook. Now, announcement, 347-426-3346. We're taking your calls. We're taking your questions. 347-426-3346. If you've got a question for Shelly, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And, that's that, because I'm having so many thoughts at once. And the other way that we do take your questions, if you don't want to call in because you're at work, or you don't want people to hear your voice, or you don't want people to know you're calling intuitive and asking about your future because the rest of your family don't believe in stuff like that, it's okay. We got you covered. Hopefully they're not on Facebook. You can go to Facebook, Ask Life Coach Ade, Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Post your questions there, and we will get to it. Casper and I are standing by to receive you and embrace you. If you don't do Facebook, because all your family are on there, you know that just Facebook can't keep a secret. Here's another. That's a secret between you and I. You can go to Life Conversations Radio. No, LifeConversationsMedia.com. LifeConversationsMedia.com, And when you get there, there's a tab that says Ask Life Coach. I then click that tab and just fill in the email. And we'll get to you. We'll answer your question. But it's better to call in. And for those of you who want to ask, want a reading, because you know Shelley's here, here's a little thing that we do differently. I know other people do it differently. I don't know. But anyway, let me speak for what happens here. We teach and heal and help you move forward. So we're going to do questions. Well, actually, we'll start talking to Shelley first about this topic of stop existing, start living. What does it mean? And we'll flow. Shelley and I will dance together. So just watch us. You're watching Dancing with Stars, the real stars. So then we'll take some questions on the phone line, Facebook, LifeConversationsMedia.com, and then I go back to dance with Shelley some more. So we want to empower you. We want to connect you with your own intuitive abilities, let you know that you can do the same. You have a gift. It doesn't have to be how Shelley does it. It doesn't have to be how somebody you admire does it. But you have your own gift. And once you say yes, the sacred yes to it, your life will change forever. That's right. The life will change forever. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And you can check out also the upcoming guest on lifeconversationsmedia.com. Tomorrow, who do we have tomorrow? Oh, it's me. It's me you have tomorrow. I'm flying solo. And we're talking about online dating, relationships. And we're also taking feedback from you right now. If you want to be part of that conversation, you want to share your thoughts, send an email to ask@lifecoachade.com. ask@lifecoachade.com. Share your thoughts. You know, what you think about it? Because it looks like people are using it as an alternative to connecting on a real level. Maybe that's just my judgment. I want to hear, have you done it before? Did it work for you? Is it the worst thing you ever did, or is it the best thing you ever did? Maybe you end up leading to a marriage. We're talking about that tomorrow. The email address, once again, is ask@lifecoachade.com. Lifecoachade.com. Sending your thoughts, your comments, your feedback, your judgment, your praise about online dating. And if you want to be a guest, if you want to be part of the conversation tomorrow, let us know. We'll include you with the other guests that we're working on right now. And then on Wednesday, we have Sabumfu Somay. She's a teacher, an activist, and a author, a teacher from Africa, and she teaches the African tradition from Burkina Faso. She lives here now, and her name means keeper of rituals. So we're going to be talking about embracing grief and grief rituals. There it is. She's been on Life Conversations Radio now several times. She's just a regular listener and a regular guest. And then on Thursday, we have Brother Ishmael Tete, another African mystic, spiritual teacher, and a visionary. He's going to be talking to us, sharing with us how nature is the teacher and how we can embrace the lessons from nature. So we have a wonderful African mother, Sabumfu Somay, bringing truth from the continent of Africa. And then we have Brother Ishmael Tete telling us about Mother Nature teaching us, loving us, nurturing us, in preparation for embracing the mother who gave birth to you. So just, this is a week of transformation, so embrace it all, say yes, and be here. Now, I know you're waiting for your reading, but if you just listen now, you probably got your answer already. Let's read a little bit about Shelley R. Wilson. She's a spiritual teacher and a life enhancer. She made a decision to quit existing and start living several years ago. She said, there's more to life. She desires to make a difference in the lives of others and encourage individuals to live an authentic life. That's my word. I love it. Shelley holds a BS degree in business with a minor in psychology. And this is one word I should have tell Google to tell me how to pronounce it. I did look it up, but I say, she told me. And is a Reiki master. There you go. I should have just done that. Nobody would have known but her. She's a Reiki master. She's a motivational speaker and a host of Believe in Believing and Journey into Consciousness. When you journey into consciousness, you become aware. You become awake. You see yourself differently. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, Shelley R. Wilson. Hello, Shelley. How are you doing?
I am wonderful, Ade. Thank you so much for that warm welcome.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for saying yes and showing up.
Yes.
It's my pleasure to have you. So let's get ready to jump into this conversation. Cutting you a little bit longer than later than usual, but we trust the process.
Absolutely.
What's happening? This is what happened. When life is happening, we just got to say yes and say, okay, life, I got it. I'm paying attention. So,
all is as it should be in each and every moment. So when we recognize that, we just take time and relax and breathe.
All is as it should be in every moment. We're going to talk about that just after my first question, because sometimes we don't always see or feel that or think that.
Absolutely.
Like, come on, it can't be. This ain't supposed to happen. But before we talk about that, I read a little bit about you. There's a lot of information on your website, and listener Shelley's website is Shelley R. Wilson.
Yes, I had to go with the R because there is another ShelleyWilson.com, so I had to throw in my little initial.
Exactly what I was saying to my co-producer this morning. I was like, I guess she wants us to say that, oh, she has a new website. And I said, it just came to me, I said, oh, there must be another Shelley Wilson.
Yes, there is. Wait.
the R stands for the real Shelley Wilson.
Yes.
She's the real Shelley Wilson. So if you're looking for Shelley Wilson, make sure you put the R in there. So I was asking you, I read about you. I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, from this moment now, this moment called now, who are you? Who is Shelley R. Wilson?
Well, I feel like I am love, that I am just the embodiment of love, and that's who I am, and that's who I strive to be.
I am love.
I
that's
am love.
I am that. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to take that who you are and just wrap that with today's topic, today's title, because you also said, you know, everything is as it should be.
Yes.
And what you said, I am love, is the truth for all of us. But we sometimes don't experience the love for whatever reason.
Absolutely.
And you said earlier, everything is as it should be.
Yes.
Can you speak more on that? Because, when things are great, when things are yummy and great and just exciting,
it's
like, everything is as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed.
But when
it's on the other side,
absolutely.
It's like, oh, my God. So, tell us
truly,
more about
that. I would like to start with, the stop existing and start living came about because I really felt for so many years that I was just trudging through life. I was just waking up in the morning, going through the daily routine, and I finally realized, is this it? Is this all there is? I just don't feel like I'm living. I feel like I'm existing. And so from that, I began to live, and I began to recognize that there is more to life than what I thought there was. And a lot of it just had to do with loving myself and taking care of myself, and not in a selfish manner, but in a truly loving manner. And so I began my work, so to speak, working on myself. And, you know, we are ever-growing, ever-changing, ever-evolving, and we are always a work in process. And so with that being said, it has taken a lot of patience, I assure you, and to recognize and to get to this place and this feeling where I recognize that all is as it should be, that sometimes the answer isn't a no, the answer is a not yet. And I recognize that the challenges that we're presented with and the triumphs that we have, and that they are all opportunities for learning and growth. So when we allow ourselves to view this and to perceive it in this manner, we're going to shift our perception and we're going to shift the energy in our life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much in there. You talk about being patient and trusting the process.
And truly, it is hard. I get there. I've been there. But once you release it and surrender to the universe and recognize that things happen when they're supposed to, if they're supposed to, in divine time, and not our human linear time, then we'll shift once again. And we just feel this, you know, and I feel in myself as I speak these words, I just feel a calmness. And I just trust.
Yes. I understand what you're talking about.
Yes.
I understand. And, you know, this thing about that is that, well, that you said the answer is not no, not yet.
Yes.
And we all have our own understanding of who and what God is.
Yes.
And for me, I really do feel that this thing called God, life, divine intelligence, all things and the notes, whatever name we want to call it, that it always says yes. And when we are in alignment with it, with him, with her, whatever we choose to use,
mm-hmm.
that then, you know, the things that we need, and being in alignment is about the work that we do, then we get to experience that that is in our heart. And there are people who believe that God says no. Can you speak to that? That, well, God, I think that's not good for you. It's not good for you. God won't give it to you. Maybe God don't want me to have it. Can you speak more on that?
Well, what I think, as you're saying that, you know, there's some things in our life plan that we, you know, we as humans really, really want, but it's not in our life plan, and therefore we're not going to manifest it as much as we want it. And what we have to recognize is that as humans, we have this notion, this preconceived notion or expectation of how we think it should be. But in reality, God has something bigger and better in store for us. So if we release how we think it something should turn out or be, then we're allowing ourselves to open to the flow of energy and opening ourselves to allowing things to just happen.
Mm-hmm. So that's why it's important to surrender.
To surrender. And trust and have patience,
yeah.
All those words.
That is so true. Surrender.
Yeah, and some people really think that they have a really bad life and things like that, and they can't see past what they see because they're caught up. And I remind them to begin with, I said, breathe. Just breathe and relax and allow yourself to observe things as not a participant but as simply an observer. And look and see, and just like my great friend Sherry Cortland, you know, talking about these life scripts, these windows of opportunities, these relationship villains, look at these patterns. And do you see them? Do you see what's going on? Now, do you choose to make adjustments and break that cycle and break that pattern so that you can start fresh?
You know, some people would say, what is that relationship villain in life script? But I want to wrap that into what you said, where people experiencing relationship villain and they don't really know, and they misinterpret what's happened in their lives and saying, it must be because of past life, something I did, so I'm supposed to suffer this lifetime. Can you speak to that?
Well, what I feel like is we have to remember that we are all having human experiences. We're all on our own journey. But each one of us are involved with other people because of relationships. So rather than things happening to us, perhaps we are just in, you know, playing a role in someone else's life as well. And so, you know, when we let go of, like, things that are happening to us and just release that attachment and practice non-attachment to the outcome, just let it go and allow things to flow.
Let it go, and you got to do the inner work. You got to do the inner work to let it go.
No,
let
because,
it go.
Ade, there's people out there. We have our belief system, and we know what feels right to us, and there's people in our life that don't agree with that. Well, what we have to do is honor and respect them, and we honor and respect their beliefs. But then, you know, we may choose to say, you know, I understand and I acknowledge and I respect you and I love you, but those aren't my beliefs. And you let it go. You practice non-attachment to that.
Yes, yes. And we got to be willing to do the work so we can experience everything that you're sharing now. If you're just joining us, my guest is Shelley Wilson. Website address is Shelley R. Wilson. So make sure you put the R there so you can go to the right Shelley, the real one.
The real one.
She's the real Reiki master, that too.
Yes, it's Dewey Karuna Reiki master.
Okay, good. Dewey Karuna. Okay, got it.
Yes.
Karuna. Okay, got it. Okay.
Thank you. I know you were cracking up at me when I got to that point. I was like, ah! But anyway, I live out authentically. I make mistakes and nobody's listening.
No. If, you know, if you've never pronounced the word before, well then, you know, you do the best you can. And you did great.
Yes.
So.
I know, that's right. Thank you. And I can see your smiling face at me.
Yes,
me
I'm
like,
smiling.
Okay, you're doing just well. So check out her website. We're going to take a quick break. Before we take the break, Shelley, what do you need from listeners who may want to read in about their lives? Do you need their date of birth?
Nope, I don't need anything. They can just call in and ask a question, and I will tell you up front, I am all about empowerment, and I honor people's free will. And so I am not a fortune teller, and I will not give them guidance saying when things will happen. I can just tell them what I feel, but I'm also very much about acknowledging that people have free will and can make choices and decisions.
Indeed. Oof, I felt chills go through my body when you said that. That's it. You know, because my intention for this radio network is to empower people to tap into themselves.
Absolutely.
Now, support, but empower them to, because, you know, I think the days of just going to psychics and find out what's going to happen with the job, find out if I'm going to get married, find out if I'm going to buy the house, those days are gone. Now, still go to psychic intuitive, but also empower yourself in the process.
Yes, absolutely. So, and I'll tell you this, when they ask those kind of questions, I'll say, do you want to? Do you want to buy the house? Look at me. They look at me, and I said, okay, let's see what the cards say. But remember, it's up to you. You have the power to make choices. This is your life.
Indeed.
You're living it, and you're creating your reality. So what do you choose?
Yes, indeed. I'm feeling the fun of this show already. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We are going to take a break. And those of you that are calling in, make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And I'll unmute you, and Shelley will guide you in the direction you need to live it, move in and live it. let's take a break. The number is 347-426-3346. Six, even better, because I'm thinking of Jack. Jack, what are they listening to? Because some of them are saying, what radio network is this? Please tell them. Please.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Indeed, and Jack is going to be with us in 2 weeks from now. Check out lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and you want to come back, you want to friend us on Facebook. Is it? Yeah, friend. Like us, friend us. Oh, all this issue-based life we're living. You got to friend us, you got to like us, so you can get all we got for you. Anyway, yeah, so you can get regular updates. What do we do here? Simple.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life, and we support you to move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Mom?
Dad, it's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your Pookie Bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkins.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to fourparents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap.
Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up. speak out and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes, indeed. On Life Conversations Radio, we're encouraging you to talk about it. To talk about sex. To talk about abuse. To talk about your life. You know, there's so many things that we talk about sometimes, and some of those conversations don't move us to where we want to be. We just get caught up in it, and, yeah, they shouldn't be doing it. No, let's talk about things that empower us. Earlier, Shelley was talking about, as she was sharing, she was feeling a sense of peace. Man, get yourself in a place where your conversation is just bringing you the peace. When you're just expressing what is true about you, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. Number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. My guest is Shelley Wilson. Her website address is shelleyrwilson.com. Today's topic is stop existing and start living. To live life fully, make a difference, make an impact. And Melissa is calling from Houston. Let's go to Melissa. Melissa on the phone line. Good morning, good afternoon, good moment to you, Melissa. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Good, good, good.
Hello, Melissa. Hi. I have a question regarding my career. I'm usually pretty good at knowing when it's time to leave, and I think it's time to leave and to look for something else. Wanted to see what Shelley's feelings were about that.
Yeah, automatically, if you have that feeling, then I encourage you to tap into it and go with it, because your gut instinct, your higher self, your knowingness is what you need to acknowledge and recognize. And so, you know, change is happening and change is among us. And so when it feels time to change and to move on and make a transition to a new career, a new job, that's exactly what you need to do.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, so just listen, Melissa. Listen to what your gut is telling you. And, you know, this is your guides and your higher self just giving you that nudge. And now it's up to you to take action to make those changes.
Mm. Yeah, I've been looking, you know, actively looking, but I haven't found just that right thing yet. But I feel like
patience.
I'm kind of in.
Have patience.
Okay, yeah, that's
and
the
also,
hard part.
And also, I feel that the need to tell you, allow yourself to look outside of the box, you know, allow yourself to be open to something that perhaps you haven't been looking at. You know, if you're just guided to, if you're looking in the newspaper, actually, you know, just kind of flip and then put your finger and then just kind of look and see where your finger lands. And just kind of, you know, you may want to call that playing games or something, but what it is you're getting your human side out of the way and you're just going with it. So.
Okay.
Yeah, look outside of the box, in other words.
Okay, I can do that. Thank you.
Okay,
okay. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Melissa. Look outside the box, think outside the box,
yes.
Live outside the box.
Yes.
Live
Let
outside your comfort zone.
Down. Yeah, you know, because that's what we do as humans. We put these constraints around ourselves, thinking that things should look a certain way, be a certain way, and in reality, what's in store for us doesn't look anything like what we thought it would.
Yes, yes. Because the truth is, if we know what it looks like, we'll have gone for it anyway. There'll be no
yes.
question around it.
Yes, yeah. And
so
in our eyes, we have blinders on, like horses. You know, they've
yes.
got those blinders on, so we're not going to look over to the left or the right. We're looking what's straight in
right.
front of us, and it's right there.
Right. They're all around us.
It is.
All around us. Okay, let's take another call. Let's go to Donna from Canada. Donna, how are you doing, my sister? Donna, let's try it again. There we go, Donna.
I'm here.
Okay.
Hi, Donna. Hi.
Do you have
What's
a question?
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Wake up. Stop existing. Start living. Speak up.
This is exactly the question, okay? When I've really stepped into starting to live, and what I've come, I'm actually pretty surprised and actually pretty shocked. What I've come to realize is that when you're in the darkness, people go away, and then when you're in the light, people don't get any further.
Mm-hmm.
What happens? How do you deal with when you decide to start living and you're showing up and you're shining and people around you are triggered?
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of triggered me because I'm really surprised by this, so I don't know how to deal with it. It's kind of brought up a lot
of
emotions.
I'm looking right now at the quote by Marianne Williamson that says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. And it goes on to say, you are a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it is in everyone. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. So, Donna, with that being said, you have to practice non-attachment. You have to be who you are with all people. You have to honor and respect other people's beliefs, of course, but you have to shine your light bright. You have that divine spark within you, and it's your right to be all that you're intended to be. So you have to stand in your power, and don't let anyone dim your light under any circumstances. And, yes, it's hard to do sometimes, but when you just put your chest up and your shoulders back and you smile and you just shine, that's what will happen.
Okay. Okay.
And breathe.
And how do you
remember to breathe? People breathe naturally, but if you are mindful and conscious of your breathing and take these deep breaths, I always like to visualize that I'm breathing in green healing energy from Archangel Raphael and just letting it flow through my lungs and my heart and my veins, and then I exhale anything and anyone that no longer serves me. I release any pain, hurt, fear, frustration, anything that I've been hanging on to, and I let it go.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Does that answer your question,
okay,
Donna?
Yes, it does.
Yes, so stand in your power. And I advise you to look up that quote and print it off. I have it right by my computer, and I look at it every day.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
one of my favorite quotes because it's
so
powerful.
Yes, Nelson Mandela quoted it too. And, you know, whether we liken it to him or to her, it's a very, very powerful statement that we should all remember.
Because when we read that quote and we embody it, it will return us back to love, right?
It does. It does. And as I read it, every time I read it, I feel a feeling of empowerment wash over me. Literally, I just feel it wash and cleanse me. And it's just a reminder for me to shine bright.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Let's talk about the trigger thing, because the people who are on the spiritual path and, you know, when we talk about living authentically, there's this idea that living authentically means you're just love and light and nothing affects you and you're just peaceful and the whole world is upside down, but you're like, oh, I am so grateful to be alive. But sometimes we don't want to face the fact that being authentic is looking at our own mess.
It is.
And say,
it
my
is.
Life is a mess.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm afraid to share it.
Yeah, well, recognizing that we are ever-changing, ever-growing, going through a process, we're a work in process. I literally, Ade, last weekend, a week ago, I was in Calabasas, California, studying mediumship with Lisa Williams. And this is an advanced mediumship class. There were 40 of us. And I had a talk with my friend Thursday night, and we just sat down, and we just poured it out. Anything we've been, you know, wanting to share with people, because I share what I feel guided to share, but I'm not one of those people that feel like I have to share everything with everybody. You know, on Facebook, I post what I feel is necessary, but I don't feel like I need to put everything out there. But those people that are in my inner circle that really know me know we all have the same stuff. We're real. You know, things are going on in our life. Every day we have challenges. It's just a matter of how we choose to approach it. And, you know, we have days, like I say, self-perceived good days and self-perceived bad days, because it's all about our perception, how we choose to view it. But in the same sense, being authentic involves embracing this and just acknowledging that we are human and we have moments and days and, you know, sometimes longer than that, but that we allow ourselves to feel. And I want to reiterate that being authentic doesn't necessarily mean sharing everything in your life with everyone, you know, because we are having our own lives. And because people are involved in our lives, it's necessary that we don't share everything, in my opinion. You know?
No, that's right. They're like, ooh. I think
yeah.
I heard Dr. Phil said one time, he said, hey, somebody shared something. He said, I don't believe I would have shared that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they have the thing TMI. That's too much information.
Yes.
You know? So.
You're an intuitive medium.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I believe, it's not even a belief, I just have this knowing that we're all intuitive. That
yeah,
we
absolutely are. We are. And I recognize that I have psychic abilities, but I do not like the word psychic. I don't know if because you're conditioned to think of the fortune teller or something like that. So I prefer to say intuitive medium rather than a psychic medium. But I recognize that I have psychic abilities. But yes, everyone is intuitive. They have that sixth sense. It's just a matter if you choose to tap into it and listen to that guidance that you're receiving, just like when we talked to Melissa, listen to that gut instinct and that knowingness of what you know. You don't need validation from anybody else, but if you want to, just to make sure that the message that you are receiving for yourself is what someone else sees for you, then absolutely do it. You have free will,
so go
for it.
And that's something that I really find with the psychics, intuitives, people who've called in for something, people who have called in for a question about something they're feeling. What I'm finding, and I'm so clear about that now, is we're looking for confirmation that what we feel is correct, that we're on the right track.
Yes.
Because sometimes we're surrounded with a lot of information that's saying to us, don't get it wrong. You might get it wrong. You might get it wrong. Society tells us, oh, you better be careful. Don't take risks. But really, it's the spiritual path is really shifting our perception from worrying about the risk to focusing on the reward.
Absolutely. And I can speak for myself. I have known that I can communicate with spirit, but I didn't have the confidence. And I was doubting the information that I was getting. So I put it out to the universe. I had attended Lisa Williams' intensive mediumship class November of 2010. And when I found out about in December of 2011 that she was doing another class, I was like, oh, wow, should I do this? Should I not do this? And so I hem-hawed literally for a couple weeks. And then I finally filled out the application and sent it in, and then I turned it over to Lisa in the universe. And it was like, if I'm meant to do this, I'll be accepted. And yes. Mm. Here I am, you know, so it's just that's that validation that I was seeking. Even though I really knew it, I needed some kind of confirmation. And so by being accepted to her class, that was what I needed.
Right. And that's the thing, you know, we talk about we're here for one another because it's like anything, you know, waiting for a sign. We may have a thought, and if we're the only one having that thought about something, we think, oh, maybe he's crazy. But if other people, we can find somebody who offers that same way of thinking, it tends to validate us. And I think it's really about us, you talked about patience earlier, trust in the process, letting go of the I'm wrong, I'm bad, I'm this and that, to really just surrender.
It is. Well, just
say,
like the cloud that I have on my website, the picture of the cloud, that story to me is very significant. When I, December 3rd of 2010, and I went out and I pulled angel oracle cards for myself, and the card I pulled was Archangel Ariel, spread your wings, you are ready to soar. And I was like, okay, yeah, right, whatever, I get it, because it's like, don't hold back now, you're ready to soar. So a couple hours later, I walked down the driveway to go get the mail, and I'm walking back up to the house. Mind you, there was not a cloud in the sky. The sky was bright blue, nothing in the sky. And as I'm walking back up the driveway, there is that cloud, and it looks just like the image on the card of Ariel. And I looked at it, and I said, I see this sign. And I came in the house, grabbed my camera, took the picture, uploaded it on my computer, went back out within minutes, and it was gone. And so I took that as a huge sign, and therefore that's why it's on my website, my business cards, and Facebook. And I was like, yes, spread your wings. You are ready to soar. And that goes with anyone. I am all about assisting my fellow colleagues, my clients, anyone that I come into contact with. It's your time. This is your life to live. Live it. You know, have no regrets. Quit existing. Yeah. Stop existing and start living.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We're getting ready for a celestial moment segment we do at 1 o'clock, and then we'll come back to take some calls. But before we do that, I want to ask you, what are the things that get in the way of us connecting with our intuition that can block our connection to our intuition?
It's our self-body. Yeah, we analyze. We try to analyze it, and we don't trust the messages that we're getting because we think that our mind is making it up. So what we have to do is just trust that the information that's coming through, those thoughts in our head, that's very subtle, because intuition typically isn't in your face unless we've been ignoring it for quite some time, but it's very subtle, and it just may be a thought that comes in. We may hear a song on the radio with just the right words. We may get a phone call from someone that says just the right thing, and this is all, you know, our angels and guides helping us with our intuition and that knowingness. But it is subtle, and as I said, unless we ignore it and they really want us to get the message, then it's going to be that proverbial 2x4 that we keep getting over and over again.
Yes, and it comes in so many ways.
It does.
Broken relationship, death, and accident. It's just like, okay, what do you want me to do? I'm ready. And he just said, no, that's okay. You still got a choice. Yes, it's really about inner development, doing our spiritual work. We are all connected to the universal consciousness.
Yes, and we recognizing that we are always going to be a work in process, always.
Right. And the thing is, we're going to make a mistake.
We are.
If we look at it from the human... Exactly. If we want to go there, we're going to get it wrong. But just get it wrong doesn't mean you are wrong as a person. Because you are so much more than right or wrong. And that's the thing. So it's really having the trust and courage and developing, cultivating a trusting relationship with the divine. That's what I tell people. We're going to move into Celestial Moment, and then we'll come back to Shelley Wilson. And the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Tomorrow, just to remind you, tomorrow we're talking about online dating relationships. Do you know anyone who did it and it was successful? Was it a horrible experience? It was actually triggered by a conversation I had this weekend. And we want to talk about that tomorrow. So share your thoughts, your experience with us. Send an email to ask@lifecoachade.com, ask@lifecoachade.com. And we will use your comments tomorrow on the show. And if you know somebody or if you want to join in the conversation live, send an email to ask@lifecoachade.com. And we'll get back to you, and you can join the conversation. It's about empowerment. It is about supporting one another and creating a loving community. Not just a community, community. Come together and let's unite and support each other. We're in this mess together, and when we realize, okay, life is messy, and you embrace the mess, guess what? You get the message. When you get the message, you become a messenger of love. That's what Shelley did. She was just existing. After all, she got the message. She said, okay, let me go spread the love. She says, spread your wing and soar. It's time to fly. Now, we're going to fly to, talking about flying, yes, let's fly into the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and what she brings to us every day, Monday to Thursday, around 1. Hello, oh, wait a minute, what's really going on here? Okay, hello, Celeste, how are you doing? Oh, wait, I forgot the music.
Wow.
Oh, boy, I forgot the music. Oh, boy, I'm going to get fired. I forgot to listen. Don't say anything. Let's start over again. Because listeners, she doesn't like me bringing around without her music. She likes Destiny. Mohammed, harpist from the hood. Okay, so here we go. That's the music. I can't hear it, but I know it's coming. So anyway, yeah, she wants to hear Celestial Moment with the harp. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm so much calmer now that you have my music playing. Thanks so much, Life Coach today. And welcome, Shelley. Oh, you just came with such an amazing recommendation. We love Sherry Cortland, so you're already home. Thank you so much. And I want to let you know that I did write my Celestial Moment before you spoke, but we're both soaring in this moment, and I thank you, thank you, thank you. And with that said, I'll say hello to the family. Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace what is showing up in your life right now. It's Monday, May 7th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2024. Add 2024, and the energy of the day equals 8. 8 is the number of infinity. It represents balance and shows up as both strength and or justice, depending on your tarot deck. The strength card represents gentle persistence and the power of the human spirit to overcome any obstacle. In the Mother Peace tarot card, 8 shows up as justice, which asks us to seek balance, for we reap what we sow. Now, let's find out what happens when 8 becomes a hidden factor, the shadow side of a card. We are going to play with the number 17 today and how it shows up in tarot and medicine cards. The 17th letter of the alphabet is Q, and words like quenched, queen, and quotable connect us to the magical power of 17. The 17th card in tarot is the star, and it promises unconditional love and self-acceptance, as well as optimism and hope. In the Mother Peace Tarot, the star features the changing woman bathing after being shaken in a storm of the tower. There are times when lightning strikes, and we must take a holy breath and take some time to sit in the caressing waters. We find her in a bath reconnecting with the sacred memory. She is being restored to truth. Now, what will she do with it? Perhaps she will tap into the medicine of the mountain lion, who comes with the gift of leadership, and its number is also 17. The mountain lion reminds that the first responsibility of any leader is to tell the truth. That truth is for your heart to decide. The star and the mountain lion come together to remember for you your greatness until you remember for yourself. You can experience a new life telling an old story. Craft a life where you do more than merely exist. Try living with heartstring connections, focusing on what you most love instead of what you most fear. If it's showing up in your life in this time and place, then we seek the lesson in the present. Surrender to acceptance and soar from where we are, restoring beauty in us, around us, below us, and above us, with each other. And that's the story of 17, told through our friends, the Star of Tarot, and the Mountain Lion of the Medicine Cards. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste Morgan, for Celestial Moment. I appreciate you. Thank you for tying it together, reminding us to be gentle, to love ourselves unconditionally. To love each other, to love ourselves unconditionally is loving ourselves without conditions. Not because you're living life on purpose, just love yourself. Not because you have a harmonious relationship, just love yourself. Even if your life looks jacked up, love yourself. Unconditional love. Therein lies freedom. Freedom. And let's talk about freedom, Shelley. And if you just joined us, Shelley Wilson is my guest. She is a Reiki master, an intuitive medium, and a spiritual teacher. Let's talk about forgiveness. Because, you know, earlier when I asked you what stops us from connecting with our intuition, you said ourselves, and I totally agree. And because we're holding on to emotions that are not serving us, bad experiences that happened in the past, call it a bad experience, or judgment and blame, and we still wrestle. Some of us wrestle with this thing called forgiveness. Like, what do I have to forgive? I didn't do anything wrong. Let's talk about releasing and forgiveness and releasing the past so that we can connect with the intuitive self and connect with ourselves. What is forgiveness for you?
Well, forgiveness involves you're not necessarily going with forgiving. You know, people may still feel something against the person. They feel wronged them. But what it is you're not saying that it's okay that you did this to me. You're just saying I'm not going to hold on to it anymore. So you're going to let it go. So forgiveness, as you forgive other people, it's also important that you forgive yourself. Because many times people will hang on to some shame or things like that, guilt, and just keep that energy tied into their energetic field. And what's so very important is to recognize that the choices that you made at the time that you made them were the right choice. It's only later that we start to say, you know, what could I have done differently? What if? Or they play the should game, you know, I should have done this or I should have done that, then this would not have happened. But we really can't be sure because everything happened as it should in each and every moment. And it's only later
with hindsight that we realize, boy, I wished I would have done things differently. But when we release that energy and say the decision that I made at the time I made it was the right one, and so it is, let it go.
Yeah, let it go. And then, you know,
because the past is in the past. We cannot change it at all. And, you know, we can look to the future and be excited about things, but it's so very important to be present in this moment, be present today, be present here doing this radio show together. And, you know, what's next will come next. That'll be what happens after that.
Right, because you can't make what's going to happen next happen now.
No, it's going to happen when it's supposed to. It'll happen next.
What's going to happen next? I don't know, because even if you tell yourself you know what's going to happen next, you don't really know, because what you thought was going to happen becomes different. I have plans, and it changed.
Yeah, we do have plans, but the whole unfolding, you know, and what I do love is when deja vu happens, because for me, deja vu is confirmation that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be at that moment, and it's just validation. And so every time it happens, it's like, whoa, great, awesome, here I am. You know, thumbs up.
Yes, I know. You give yourself a high five.
Yes, yes.
Let's talk about soul mission, soul journey, and what we're talking about. Sometimes people tend to filter this conversation through their logical mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so they hear something that's liberating and say, yeah, that's true. But what about, because they're still trying to rationalize this something, this awareness with a small aspect of what it means to be human. So for me, one of the things that frees me when I'm having a challenging experience is to remember, listen, this is your soul supporting your spiritual growth. Surrender to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Can you talk about our soul journey? Because I feel like when we have a better idea of our soul's journey, it would be easy for us to trust, to be patient and say, okay, this is something my soul is taking me to. So talk to us about soul's journey.
Yes, well, to be honest, I have always known stuff, you know, in my own life. I've had these experiences and, you know, wondered at the time why I was having them. Well, I credit truly the day of my awakening to May 1st, 2008, and that is when I had a reading with Stephanie Barton of Angels Insight, and I did not know Stephanie. I just happened to find her through the Internet.
Oh, wow.
And, you know,
happy anniversary to you.
Yes, May 1st, 2008. And so what she told me is, I had to wait 2 months for this appointment, and what she told me is she said, I just have to tell you, you are a healer. Your soul is here to help change the world. You are a healer. You have come here to shine your light so that you can remind other people of the truth of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You allowing yourself to be a channel for spirit, allowing yourself to smile and to listen and to be available to people when they are in need and to see them differently than they see themselves, that's how you change the world, and that's how you heal hearts one by one by one.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as she said those words, literally I had that light bulb moment, and I was like, I get it. I totally get it. And all the puzzles, you know, pieces began falling into place, and I just had that moment where I know what I'm supposed to do next. So, you know, everyone is searching, why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is my purpose? But I recognize that each one of us will have that aha moment when we're supposed to. We'll wake up and recognize what it is that we're supposed to be doing. And, you know, many times our purpose can simply be just being happy, being joyful, living life fully without regret. And that could be our purpose. It may not be anything bigger and greater than that, because who's to say that that isn't very significant?
Now, that's a very powerful point, because it leads into the thought that I was having, and, you know, as I'm listening to you, is there are times where there are people who feel like, you know, I'm supposed to live life on purpose. I don't know what my purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
Or they compare what they think they're supposed to do with other people.
Yes.
But how powerful it is to be just happy and joyful with your family.
Yes.
You know, it's like sometimes there is a tendency to think we should be doing something other than what we're doing. So I wonder, from your work with the people that you work with, how do you support people to really get that what they're doing right now is amazing? They may not be interviewed on a radio show, on a television show, or written a book. How do you help them see that how they're living their life right now, being joyful, being fulfilled, is being on purpose?
Yes, well, I did reading for a few people, and that's what their questions were. And I said, by you simply being you, by being who you are with all people all of the time, by smiling, by offering that ear to listen when people need it, to offering that, extending that hand in friendship, that's all you have to do. And I'm acknowledging I'm getting chills as I'm saying this. So it's very important that so many people think that, as I mentioned before, that we have to have this great and wonderful purpose to be here and why we're here. But in reality, we are all of the same energy. We are all having our own life experiences, and that's why it is very important to remember that we cannot compare ourselves to another person's life, because first of all, we don't know what's in their life plan or what their experiences are, and we have to let go of the envy and the jealousy and those emotions, because those to me are lower energies and they're constricting. It's very important that we raise our vibrations and come from the heart, come with love, choose to see everything through the eyes of love versus the eyes of fear, because there's only two ways to view things, through the eyes of love or through the eyes of fear. And fear comprises doubt, worry, jealousy, envy, any of those emotions as well. And so just recognize that your purpose is to be who you are, period. That's it.
Is it possible? Can someone live their purpose on a 9-to-5? You know, they go to work every day. Can they be living their purpose on the 9-to-5?
I believe so, if they're happy. Mm-hmm. You know, to me, if you're existing and not living, then you're not really living, and you're not really fulfilling your purpose.
Does it feel good to feel good?
Yes.
Yeah. And I ask that question because there are times when, and I may have even said things like that, can give people the impression that to live your purpose, you have to be doing something different. You have to start your own business. You have to be on the radio. You have to be on television. No. I need somebody who works in a 9-to-5, because sometimes when I call customer support, I don't want anybody with a funky attitude. Now, I do get people with a funky attitude, but I want somebody who's, because I'm clueless about what I'm dealing with. Clueless. Times when I call customer service, I am frustrated. So I don't want to talk to anybody who's pissed for being in a 9-to-5.
Yeah.
I want somebody to say, I'm going to help you and be joyful and help me say,
Today, you know, those people, in my opinion, from my viewpoint, and mind you, that is my perception, they're just existing. They're not really living. They're not being joyful and recognizing that they are a miraculous, beautiful creation, and that the life that they're living is intended to be as such.
So as we get ready to release the show, and you've said this in so many different ways, but I'm going to put the question to you again. When you say stop existing, start living, can you summarize what it looks like when we're living?
I'm looking. This course is available through the Daily Om, Stop Existing and Start Living, and it's 28 days of gentle, loving guidance. I cover a lot of topics. I have some information, and what it is I say, I invite you to begin your life in a new way and tap into your inner power as you explore who you really are. Refrain from simply existing and elect to live your life fully without regret. So it's all about not having that what could have been, what might have been feelings. Live an authentic life, be the best you can be, and love yourself in the process.
And that, when we look within, we'll get the real entertainment. You know,
because
when you start focusing within, oh, my God, it gets exciting. There's always something to see. There's always something to go.
There is.
Ooh, that, I don't like that movie. Maybe it could be different.
The real
movie's within, right?
It is, absolutely. And recognizing that we're each having our own life experience and releasing the need to compare ourselves to others is very important.
You talked about in 2008 you had your awakening.
Yes.
What would you say to someone who's having that awakening and they feel the power of their soul move through their chakras? They can feel it so strong, but their mind kicks in and says, oh, you know, you better be careful. What would you say to them today to keep them moving in that direction?
I recognized that in 1999 I had an opportunity and I missed it because I second-guessed and analyzed, and then here it came around again in 2008, and I embraced it because I was so ready. And now I'm not looking back. I'm just moving forward. And so for others, I would definitely say, first of all, recognize it and acknowledge it, give your gratitude for it, and then hold on and have patience, because sometimes things move very fast, but sometimes they move at the speed that they're intended to. So as much as you want things to happen, recognize that the universe operates on divine time and not linear time.
In 1999, that's a rebirth. He said, no, I don't want to die. I can't die to my old self. And then you were given another opportunity 9 years later.
yeah, and I didn't miss the boat that time, I guarantee you. I was ready.
Wow. I have really, really enjoyed the conversation.
I have too. This has been wonderful.
Yes. Anything else you want to share with listeners before you go? Maybe something that you want to talk about that I haven't asked you.
I just invite you to visit my website. And I would also like to note that my show, Believe in Believing, I changed the name officially as of yesterday. So it is the Shelley Wilson Show. And I changed the name. After having this weekend with Lisa Williams, she was all about very important to use your name recognition, and so I'm there, and so I invite you also to visit the Daily Omen and check out my course. You can take the course. You choose the price that you want to pay, so you can take it for $1 if you would like to, and it's 28 days of guidance.
Yes, indeed, and that's on your website by clicking workshop, and we take you there. So we all have the resources. We have everything we need to get us to connect
with
the truth
of
who we are.
The answer is within you, always.
That's right. We just got to take the action. We can think about it, affirm it, pray about it, but we've got to take the action. You pray and move your feet. Move your feet.
And also recognize that things happen when they're supposed to, and everything is as it should be in each and every moment. And let it
everything.
Go. Release.
Everything is as it should be. Everything. Shelley, thank you so much
thank
for sharing
you very
your
much.
Joy, your energy. You're very welcome. Thank you so much. Life is good. It's getting better. You know that? There's so much out here for us. As a matter of fact, you know, this is a playground that we've all created together, and everybody's showing up to play with us. So the resources are out there. We can say, well, I don't know what to do. You know, let's think about it. Those of us in America, what's available to us? And I think sometimes we have so much stuff that we can't shift. Because I tell you, when those stuff are moved out of your life, shift will happen so fast. So sometimes maybe you need to let go of some stuff. Sometimes it'll declutter. Declutter some old story. Declutter some idea. Declutter your belief system. So you can move into a whole new way of being. And the energy is fast. Things are changing. Things are shifting. And we're doing it together. All of you that are listening now, those of you that called in, you know, all of us, and what you do after the show is all part of making this world what it is, a better place, if you will. You know, but the truth really is, from a spiritual perspective, the world is better. But we can't just say, well, you know, everything is perfect and whole. It is. But because we are in this physical body, there's something you're meant to add to it to make it even more juicy, so that the ones that come behind you will step onto this planet and say, woo, this is awesome. So that you learn to be a parent that supports the growth of your child. That rather than worry about teaching them or teaching them not to forget who they are, because you are practicing the truth, you are living the truth, you're doing your daily spiritual practice, you're being gentle with yourself when you're blaming yourself, when you're afraid, you can be the parent who can support your child when they're afraid. Now, they're going to go and grow through their own personal experience, no matter how loving you are as a parent. No matter how compassionate you are, your children are going to have their own experiences. There's nothing we can do about it. But what we can do is support them, help them build a nice foundation. How do you do that? You step into recognizing, step into living life fully, as Shelley was sharing with us. What is blocking you from showing up? Are you complaining? Move from complaining to contemplate. Just shut it up for a minute. I just need to pay attention. And in that space, you get to listen to what is seeking to be birthed. You are on a soul journey. Your soul is seeking to reveal itself every day, every moment. We know the stuff. We know it already. All of us can teach truth. But the difference is when we embody it. When we embody the deep truth, when we embody what we know to be true, we just by default live it out. I'm so grateful that Shirley also shared. I enjoyed the conversation with Shirley. It's kind of conversation that I enjoy. I feel like I'm sitting out in a cafe and we're just catching up. You know, I was sitting up in that cafe that everybody goes to. I ain't giving no free plug. I refuse. Yes, I got my right to do that. But anyway, and I'm on my computer, she's on the computer, and somehow energetically we noticed each other. And I looked over, she looked over, she said, "Hey," I said, "Hey, how are you?" And we introduced each other. We started talking. And everybody else, you know, people listen to your conversation, and some people are like, "Oh, those people are, ooh, they're crazy." And somebody might come over to you and say, "Well, I'm sorry, but I've been eavesdropping, and thank you for what you said." That's what you're here to do, help people recognize who they are. Let's take a break. Let's take a musical break, and we'll come back to release the show. I love my life. Do you? Not do you love your life. Do you love my life? Oh, gosh, no, that's not what I meant. I just mean, yeah, I wanted to love. Do you love your life, and do you love my life? And if you don't love my life, let's talk about it. This is Life Conversations Radio. Let's talk about it. Just talk about it. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back to release the show. And just a quick reminder, tomorrow we're talking about relationships, online dating. Have you done it? Have you registered? Did you get creepy people calling you saying, "You know you want to get with me. Let's get married, baby." Tomorrow's show, we're going to be talking about that. Email your thoughts, your experiences to ask@lifecoachade.com. ask@lifecoachade.com. And if you want to be part of the conversation, let us know, and we can make sure we have everything we need so we can have you as a live guest to share your story. But really, it's about relationship, how we're relating with one another. Not just romantically. Yeah, that's important, and that's the main focus. But how are you relating with others? What are you afraid of? Are you afraid to show yourself? Are you afraid to tell your truth? Is it just safer for you to hide behind a computer screen and look at somebody's picture only to show, and they show up and they just look like nothing on their picture? Boy, would you have some affirming to do. There's only love. There's only one. There's only love. There's only one of us. All that ain't going to help you. You find someone online and they look. Stop it. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Yes, indeed. We're getting ready to release the show. Yes, I'm happy to see people are saying, "I love my life." We love our life. We love life. Love Life Conversations Radio. And me. Thank you for loving me. Thank you. Don't mention it. Don't think. Stop it. It is. We have a choice to love it or fear it. Because, you know, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. Just digest that. Sit with that. And check out the guests that we bring on the show. Find them on Facebook. Find them on their show. Check out the Shelley's on Blog Talk Radio. Shows are archived. Our shows are archived. And if you're finding your way through the archive, you can also do the iTunes button and click that. You can get all the shows on Live Conversations Radio. You can subscribe to it and listen to it on your iPod, iPad, I know, I don't care, whatever you got, strawberry or blackberry. Just listen to the show. We've had some great guests, and there's so much more to come. Greg Braden, Deborah Johnson. Who did we have? We had Caroline Sutherland.
I mean, just this is a place of love where we just support one another gently, compassionately, right where you are is right where you're supposed to be, because everything altogether now is as it should be, everything. And if you're challenged, if you're kind of moving through it, and you're, I don't know, I want to believe that, because sometimes life can be very painful. Sometimes life could be just, I don't know if I can do this. I understand it's true, but I am just struggling. It's okay. It's okay. You can reach out to me as well, lifecoachada.com, lifecoachada.com. There's enough information on there right now. I'm still working on building and designing. It needs some work, but it's got, you know, we can still connect. And Life Conversations Radio, we're on Facebook. It's time to release the show. Today is Monday. Tomorrow, we're talking about relationship, romantic relationship. On Wednesday, we have Sobhumpul Somei, embracing grief and grief rituals, African spirituality, how we can support one another. And Thursday, we have Brother Ishmael Tete, reminding us to connect with nature, to embrace nature, to look to nature for our healing. Because sometimes we get so intellectual, we can't even get to our soul, but nature can help you connect with your soul. Think about when you see the sun setting, or you see a scenic view, or the mountain, or a star, or an animal, and you're like, oh my God, that's so beautiful. Oh my God, that took my breath away. Guess what? That's your soul reflecting itself back to you through the physical appearance. And you know I've got to say this. I caught this download, and I want to play this song real quick. I caught this download. The universe is always making love. God is always making love. It's okay if you can't handle it. It's all right. God, life is always making love. And if you really want to catch that, catch a new idea. When you catch a new idea, when you catch an inspiration, when you catch those moments of taste of good food and you go, that's good. You are in alignment with the spiritual orgasm of life. That spiritual orgasm goes through your body and your soul says, yes, let's create something great and wonderful. Let's release the show with Ricky Byers Beckwith and the Agape Choir. Blessed always. This is a prayer. This is for you, dedicated to all our listeners. We'll see you tomorrow. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be love. It is who you are. Be true to yourself because you deserve it. And just as important, be loved. Allow that love to come back to you. I'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. Be well and be still.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.